The Schnoz and I did not have a horrible childhood. I had a stable home, a mother and a father who loved me dearly, a couple of siblings, fairly normal stuff. I was a really pretty baby, blonde hair, blue eyes, and the cutest little nose. I was a really pretty toddler, blonde hair, blue eyes, and there was that little nose. First grade, second, all the way to sixth, and I was just still darn cute. In seventh grade, I was co-leader of the cheerleading squad at Putnam Elementary in El Paso. I was confident and happy, although my hair was getting browner and duller, and whoa, what was going on there in the middle of my face? Something happened to me during the summer between seventh and eighth grade. This thing that was once a cute little button variety had turned into a honker. Oh my, it was big. It was crooked. First day of eighth grade, new school, high school, tryouts for cheerleader. Every one of my friends from the Putnam squad made it, except for me. I was devastated. Shortly afterwards, there appeared a mean, overweight, loudmouth boy who became my tormentor. He would spot me at least once a day, and he would yell out, "Hey, Beak!" I would cringe. I would hide. I wanted to die. Eighth grade, ninth grade, tenth grade, I was a shy, unhappy kid. I hated the way I looked. I hated that boy. My life could have gone down the tubes right then. I could have retreated into myself. I could have become filled with anger and resentment at the bullies of this world and my own bully in particular. I could have searched for retribution. I could have been lost. As fate would have it, I found my salvation in the choir in 10th grade. I discovered that I had something special, a gift, and it changed me at my core. I could not be totally ugly if I had a beautiful voice. I began to carry myself differently. I began to see myself differently. My tormentor moved on to torture weaker prey. Fast forward 30-some years. I'm a grown woman. My nose has been long replaced with a smaller model. I'm a mother. I have a beautiful daughter who is teased unmercifully. I am once again shocked and saddened by how very cruel children can be. Where I turned to music for escape, Rachel turned to drugs and alcohol. We were fortunate to find a high school especially for kids dealing with their addictions. There, she and all the other kids did a lot of work on their self-esteem issues. April 20th, 1999. Littleton, Colorado, Columbine High School. Two teased, tormented, and bullied boys have finally had enough. They don't have the choir to turn to. They don't find a different kind of school where they can talk about their feelings and frustrations. The only thing they can think of to ease their pain is revenge and violence. A year later, the father of one of the slain girls came to Nashville and gave a most amazing and insightful talk. His message, "My daughter would be alive today if we could simply teach our children to be kinder." We must.